Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many challenges, some might say opportunities, of your daily life. As the intro said, this is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with our family, our friends, maybe coworkers, and even with ourselves, that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Lots of destructiveness and distance taking place within relationships due to this. Ego stupidity that can be impacting one's efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, and coming to know our life's purpose. Lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, a lacking sense of direction, feeling lost, particularly with their work life. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. A good current example of this is the ego stupidity taking place around whether people should or shouldn't be wearing masks, despite the demonstrated efficacy of containing the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask, keeping you, me, and others safe. You would think there shouldn't be a debate over this since it's a matter of health, life and death, and being able to open up the economy sooner in a safe way rather than later. But smart, spiritual and mentally stable people are challenging the wearing of masks in public settings. These people are turning mask wearing into a gross infringement over the control of their life and freedom by the government, which it isn't, or some sort of conspiracy to make politicians look bad, despite the demonstrated numbers of hospitalizations and deaths connected to the coronavirus, or a reflection of someone's weakness for wearing one, going so far as to call people sheep or challenging someone's manhood. Plain and simple and truthful, mask wearing is about public safety, yours, mine, and theirs. Again, people who are smart, spiritual, and mentally well, challenging the truth we know about the importance of wearing masks for the personal safety of all in public settings. Ego stupidity can also make it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. Finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If things aren't going well or as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or being mentally ill, and a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that. And what I'm sharing with you in my shows and books and website about ego energy and ego stupidity. My programs will continue to shine light on all of this and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid today on Om Times Radio. During our program today, we're going to take a look at what higher ego vulnerability does to a person's ability to love themselves and others in healthy ways. We'll be looking at the symptoms of ego of difficulty in this area, the ego stupidity often at work, the insights needed to shine light on what's happening, and ego's impact on our spiritual wellness when this is happening. People with higher ego vulnerability often engage in what I call fear-based loving. That is, love that often has a lot of fear connected to it, which isn't really love at all. I call it pseudo-love because it can seem real, but it's not. People with higher ego vulnerability often have a very conditional approach to loving themselves, in which they can love themselves temporarily if they are successful, and become non-loving of themselves if they aren't. Oftentimes, they are consumed with their weaknesses and their imperfections, which stand in the way of loving themselves just the way they are. Many of these people are quite hard on themselves, making it difficult to love themselves unconditionally, accept themselves as they are, and accepting the love others are offering to them. I remember being one of them. It's as if they put themselves on hold from loving themselves until they become a better version of themselves for they and others to see. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. As adults, they can often live in the roles of perfectionist, high-maintenance partner, stressed-out person, overachiever, and others I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look and see if you or somebody you know is experiencing any or several of the symptoms and reflections of ego stupidity I'll be talking about. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. So here we go. Here are some symptoms that can serve as a beginning point for you to consider whether you or somebody you know are experiencing higher vulnerability, and if there is a need to improve on loving yourself and receiving love from others. Here's the first symptom. You're unable to love yourself just the way you are. You're unable to be okay with you just the way you are. Here are some questions that tie in with that symptom to maybe get you closer to seeing if this is going on. Do you often look at some improvement in physical appearance so that you can like yourself? Sometimes people look at themselves in the mirror and think, if I would just change this, often it's weight related, then I think I can like myself and I can love myself more. There's lots of research on self-esteem and its linkage to weight loss and feeling better about oneself. Another question, can you easily find things that are wrong about you? People who with higher vulnerability are experts in finding something that's wrong. Sometimes it's not very wrong, or it's not wrong at all. Their friends may even say to them, that's not really a problem. That's not something that's very significant. Maybe it's even a normal kind of, quote, problem or issue or whatever. But the higher vulnerability person can't receive it that way. Another question. Are you often self-critical? People with higher vulnerability are very good at attacking themselves and looking for things to find that are wrong or that need to be improved or should be better. So these are the kind of things that are taking place when your ego voice is really doing a lot more of the talking in your life than you are. It's the part of you, the energy that's feeding and fueling those ideas and those thoughts that are taking place. That's not your voice. That's ego's voice. The next symptom, you can put loving yourself on hold until you think you've done what's necessary to get love from yourself or others. So loving yourself is something that must wait. It's not something that should be now or can happen now for that person. They put their loving themselves on hold. And here are some questions that come in with that symptom. Do you feel like you have to prove to others that you are worthy of getting their love? So this whole idea of I have to do something, I have to prove something to somebody in order to be worthy of getting their love. And that's obviously a future-oriented approach to getting love or accepting love and receiving love. Do you need others to show that they love you in order to love yourself? That is, that's a prerequisite to you loving you, and that must take place. This other person or persons need to love me. Sometimes it's connected to accomplishing things in order to be worthy of loving yourself that perhaps you think other people want or demand of you. But all this is about is having others or needing others to love you in order to love yourself. Or also, do you need the permission of others to love yourself? Their approval, their okay, in order to have yourself be more accepting of yourself as you are. These are the kind of questions and within this symptom, again, reflecting that ego's voice is at work in your life. It's not your voice. Your voice would not be saying that. This is ego's voice, the energy that's coming forward, that's creating these kinds of thoughts and these kinds of non-truthful, non-reality-based demands that we can place on ourselves, particularly when it comes to love. Another symptom. You are very sensitive to signs of rejection and feeling unloved by others. It's easy for you to find signs of rejection in the words or thoughts or behaviors of others. People who are experiencing higher vulnerability or easily find rejection where it wasn't intended. So do you magnify or do you make a bigger deal than was maybe intended when somebody commented something having to do with maybe a constructively intended criticism or making a not of a molehill? Do you misinterpret or convert constructive criticism into destructive criticism? Again, this is something that people with higher vulnerability are very good at, unfortunately, which is they take something that maybe was intended to be growth-oriented and put it in the category of something that was mean, that wasn't really intended to be mean. And again, it's the energy, the ego energy that is really speaking through you in the conclusions that you come up with around what somebody offered to you that was intended in a positive way, but you turned it into a negative way. Another symptom. You may try to love yourself by engaging in destructive comparisons intended to lower others by focusing on their weaknesses and imperfections. Some people get into this way of going about trying to love themselves more by looking for what's weaker in somebody else. So do you spend time finding weaknesses in others, people who are very critical of others, who act in a very unloving way of others? When you're unloving others, you're unloving yourself because they go hand in hand. We must love ourselves in the process of also loving others. And when we're unloving ourselves, it's making it difficult to fully receive the love from others. Do you enjoy putting people down? Some people, again, are very much into this negative, destructive kind of commentary. And also, do you feel better about yourself when you're doing this? Again, some people feel better as a result of lowering other people. You know, they somehow feel enhanced in a really kind of false way. Again, this is your ego voice serving as the fuel, the fuel from your ego energy, creating or leading to the egoic voice. I'm going to talk about one more before we go to our first break. Sometimes you can engage in misguided attempts to prove that somebody was wrong. Sometimes it's a parent or a teacher or as a sibling. And as a means to validating yourself, you make this effort to prove somebody wrong, which you really don't need to do. A lot of times when I've worked with people in therapy, they talk about how important it is to prove their mom or dad was wrong, that they would never amount to something. And in my private thinking, I'm thinking that's not really good because you're asking yourself to prove something that doesn't need to be proven if you actually do love yourself and like yourself or want to do that. So do you still feel angry with people for their lack of faith or belief in you? Do you need to show them that they were wrong about you? Are you trying to show them that they were wrong? Again, all of this kind of behavior and this thinking is being when your ego voice is at work, particularly when it's coming from higher ego vulnerability. Before we leave our focus on symptoms, I do want to mention that you don't have to have each one of them, and you don't have to have any one of them all of the time to be experiencing higher vulnerability. But the more symptoms that you have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you are experiencing higher vulnerability, it needs to be healed. It's as if the volume level, which I've talked about in previous shows, is getting up there beyond a 7 or 8 into the 9 or 10 level. And also, you're going to need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on. Because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see, if not ourselves. We are coming up on our first break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerabilities person's ability to love themselves, to love others, and to be loved by others. As a reminder, ego stupidity is happening when we are engaging in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It affects how we see ourselves, our life, our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. And it can often lead us to conclude that the abnormal things that we are thinking, or that we are feeling, or are doing, are normal, but they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become our abnormal normal that we don't realize we're caught up in. But others can, because they aren't looking at us through the same ego energy prism that we're looking through to see ourselves and what we're thinking, feeling, and doing. And this has nothing to do with our intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. I mention them because they are often the explanations that people use to describe or interpret what's going on, but they actually have little or nothing to do with what's going on. We are intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people who have gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making, consisting of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and sometimes even physiology, due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can stay stuck there until we heal the energy within us that is leading us to create them. And we can do this with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and it isn't, learning to tune into your ego energy, and also replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, human and divine. See, now I'm going to go ahead and mention several reflections of ego stupidity. Some of them are going to seem strange, or weird, or wrong, or funny. And that's because you're not living in that higher vulnerability energy. But many people are, and it's their abnormal normal. And they have a difficult time realizing that it is abnormal. Here's the first reflection. Telling yourself that if I can just get that right look, skill, or accomplishment, I can and I will be okay or satisfied with myself. Telling yourself that you have to have the right look, the right skill, the right accomplishment to be okay, and that's a non-reality-based thought, because you won't have to do that to like and love yourself. That's something you can do without having to change anything about you. And that's what makes it a non-reality-based thought, because you're telling yourself something and you're asking of something of yourself that isn't really true. And when you're doing that, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. When we engage in lots of negative comparisons involving yourself, say with those people who do have the, quote, right look or skill, some people look at the other people in their life and they get involved in comparisons and they start to think that they are somehow less than. There is a phrase I remember hearing many years ago, I don't know if it still is used, called keeping up with the Joneses. People who looked at what other people had and couldn't feel as good about themselves until they had the same kind of thing. Maybe it was a house or a car or the same kind of money or same kind of job. Oftentimes leading many people into unneeded debt just to somehow come up to snuff with what other people had. Again, these negative comparisons that people get caught up, these are non-reality-based thoughts, truth-disconnected thoughts reflective of ego stupidity. So if you find yourself getting caught up in that, when you're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. You're not stupid, but your egoic voice is speaking in you and through you and leading you to those requirements. Another reflection of ego stupidity, thinking I must wait to love myself, you know, putting yourself on hold, thinking of being good and accepting and loving and liking of yourself is something that must wait. And there's a condition connected to whatever that might be. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought rooted in your ego energy. So when you find yourself doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, making exaggerated attempts to get their love, acceptance, or approval. So when you're reaching out, and sometimes people are compromising themselves in some ways. It could be a moral compromise or a legal compromise or some other way of not being who we are, not being true to who we are, because we're so hungry and thirsty for this love and acceptance and approval of others that we stretch our boundaries for what we're willing to do. And telling ourselves in a way that this is necessary, this is required for people to like me and to love me. And when we are doing that, again, this is non-reality-based behavior on our part. And we're, you know, we need to replace by realizing that we don't need to get into these exaggerated attempts. In fact, the fact that we're doing that is an invalidation of any love that we would receive or acceptance we would receive or approval that we'd receive. So when you're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. When you feel like you're on a cloud, when you get the approval, let's say you're successful in getting this approval that you were hoping to get. Maybe you got a good grade, and as a result of getting that good grade, somebody said really nice things about you, and it made you feel really good about yourself. The problem is that you had to, in a way, earn that. There was a condition placed upon it. And as a result of doing that, you end up, you feel good about yourself, but is it real? Because it will not last. Oftentimes for people with higher vulnerability, they have to go on to the next accomplishment, the next thing to earn approval. It's just sort of like being on a treadmill, that I have to accomplish this thing or do this thing in order to feel good about myself, when you shouldn't have to do that at all. I think that was what I felt when I was talking about my athletic career. When I would run, I would have to win a race to feel good about myself. If I lost a race, and that means coming in second, it wasn't like I finished last, and there could have been 100 to 200 people. But if I didn't finish first, I lost, and I felt terrible. And I guess that comes up with the next reflection, which is feeling like crap when you don't. When you don't accomplish the thing that you were hoping to accomplish and beat yourself up, feeling bad about yourself. In my case, I think I felt guilty for not doing as well as I hoped. Some parents do that to their kids when they bring home the report card, and they're getting they get pretty good grades, and that they're not all A's, and the parent kind of ask the kid, what's the deal with this B or C? And yet they overlook or seem to be overlooking all the other successes. And the young person unfortunately doesn't know that that's inappropriate on the parent's part, and they feel poorly about themselves. So when we feel down or bad about ourselves, perhaps as a result of not accomplishing something, when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. And in the case of today's conversation, it's about our higher ego vulnerability helping us to do that. Another reflection, attacking or becoming angry or upset with people who were trying to be loving and helpful. In a way, being too sensitive. People were offering what was meant to be constructive criticism or, you know, supportive commentary, I'll call it. But we take it the wrong way. And as a result, we become angry and we get involved in these angry feelings. And maybe we yell at other people or we distance ourselves from other people who are only trying to be, in a way, loving and helpful. And so when we're engaged in doing something like that, it's your ego making you stupid. Also, kind of related to that, another reflection is that when you're attacking people for telling you what you needed to hear rather than what you wanted to hear. Again, attacking people for telling you what you needed to hear rather than what you wanted to hear. We can think of this as constructive criticism that people were offering, but we turn it into something destructive. Or when you only want the people to tell you the good things, not the real things, not the truthful things, just the good stuff. Don't give me anything bad to hear. And as a result of that, we reject people for being open with us, being loving with us in some respects, because they were trying to help us, but we didn't want to hear that. So when you're caught up in doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity, thinking that people aren't recognizing how desperate you are to be liked and loved. You know, you're going out of your way. You're really compromising yourself. And you may not realize that people can see what you're doing and realizing the desperation that you're involved with in trying to get love or to be loved by others. Oftentimes, people with higher vulnerability have poor social awareness. They have really a difficult time understanding how they're really coming through to others. It's like that an ego energy prism I've referred to. You're seeing people through that prism, and it's preventing you from seeing how they are really understanding you, how they are really knowing you, how they are recognizing how insecure you are. So these are some reflections. I actually have several more, but time is preventing us from getting to all of them. They are covered in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. I did want to leave a little bit of time for this segment to talk about ego insights. These are the specific insights, the understanding, and the awareness connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to loving yourself, loving others, and receiving love from others. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to loving yourself and others. So the first one is your higher ego vulnerability voice is intensely connecting you to your weaknesses and imperfection, leading you to try to remove them so that you can feel okay with yourself. So you're listening and you're following your ego voice, not your own. Another insight, your higher ego vulnerability voice is preventing you from seeing that really there is no timetable for loving yourself, meaning that it's either happening now or isn't happening at all. But your egoic voice that you're listening to is leading you to the idea that love can happen, but it's going to happen down the road whenever I get around to solving or completing this task of accomplishment that I need to accomplish or proving myself. Another insight, your higher ego vulnerability voice is leading you to work hard to gain the approval and acceptance of others as a substitute for your inability to give this to yourself and to love yourself. So your voice, this higher ego vulnerability voice, is filtering in from your energy and leading you to create the ideas and the thoughts about gaining approval and gaining acceptance as a means to loving yourself and liking yourself. Another insight, your higher ego vulnerability voice has you attempting to fill this self-love void. There's this void of you being able to love yourself in a healthy way with the signs of approval and acceptance from others. You know, so the real issue that's going on is that you have this inability to love yourself as you are right now. And the voice, the ego energy, and the voice that is working in your life, not your voice, but your egoic voice, is leading you to work on trying to get the approval and acceptance for others to fill the void that they cannot fill, that you can only fill from within. Another insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice has convinced you that people could not possibly love you as you are and have to become somebody, and you have to become somebody different for this to happen. So that's another thing that's going on. It's floating around within your mind based upon the energy that's there, that they couldn't like you just the way you are. You know, some that seems so simple, but for people in this energy, it's so hard. You know, and I guess sometimes it's something when we're growing up, if our folks taught us that you have to earn love, you have to do something to get it. And that becomes your template, your mindset as to what you might have to do. Another reflection, your ego vulnerability voice, higher ego vulnerability voice, is leading you into a desperate approach to liking and loving yourself by focusing on the weakness of others. So when you are looking down on other people to love yourself, when you're attacking them or criticizing them, this is a reflection of your ego. This is what your ego voice has led you into. It's in a way, it's led you to think, I can put other people down. I can try to lower other people as a way for me to liking and loving me more. Another insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice is leading you to think that if you change the way others think about me, I can change how I think about me. So you have this dark way of thinking about yourself. Maybe you're very judgmental and critical, and so you want them to do for you what you need to do for yourself, meaning you want them to give you the acknowledgement, the approval, the permission to like and love you so that you can do the same thing. Unfortunately, that doesn't really work. Even if it is forthcoming, there's a part of you that knows that the intelligent, spiritual, non-mentally ill part of you knows, I shouldn't have to do that in order to get that kind of love. So there are some more insights. I share them with you in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. It's available as a free download on the website egoandspirit.info on the homepage. So these are some of the insights involving ego's voice that you're going to need to work on recognizing within the symptoms and the ego stupidity happening in your life that I've shared with you today. We're coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to loving ourselves and others. This involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when this energy is getting in the way of loving ourselves and others. Getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about loving ourselves and others. Getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting ourselves at all times and in all places as we go about loving ourselves and others. And getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy God is within our being when we are connected to human and divine truth as we work with truth to love ourselves and others. Each of the following can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher vulnerability. People with higher vulnerability have trouble being spiritually connected when they are placing the condition of having the right looks and attributes or achievements upon themselves in order to love themselves and to feel loved by others. Your connection to God would not have you asking this of yourself. So when you're making these kinds of demands or requirements of yourself, you're actually disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another example, people with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when putting love for themselves off into the future. Again, putting love for yourself on hold. Your divine connection involves no conditions involving the future in order to love yourself. It can only be now. So when you're not loving yourself now, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another reflection. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when they are looking for the absence of love in the thoughts and words or deeds of others, meaning that they're looking for rejection or finding rejection in other people and finding the absence of love. Your connection to God does not involve looking for rejection and the absence of love from others, even if it's happening. So when you spend your time looking for rejection or the absence of love from others, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another example, people with higher ego vulnerability have trouble being spiritually connected when they're rejecting others as a means to loving yourself more. We talked about that, criticizing people or trying to lower them, trying to think of them as being less equal or less worthy than we are, and getting caught up in those kind of egoically stupid kinds of things that happen as a result of the ego vulnerability energy. Your divine connection can't involve being destructive towards others in order to love yourself more. So when you're in the process of rejecting others to love yourself more, you're actually disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. And again, I'll remind you, even though we are distancing ourselves from our spirituality, that doesn't mean we are not still a spiritual entity. We always are that. It's just a matter of getting distance from it, often rooted in the egoic energy that's at work to help create that distance. Another example of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. People with higher vulnerability are having trouble being spiritually connected when loving themselves is being impacted by how well they think others love them. So when we get caught up in this whole thing about other people loving us as a means to our loving ourselves, as if the amount of love received from others has anything to do with loving yourself more. Your connection to God involves loving yourself regardless of how much others are loving you or not loving you. So when you're loving yourself as being influenced by how much you think others love you, you're actually disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another example is when people with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected while dishonoring themselves with the notion of needing to prove themselves as being worthy of love from others or themselves. This idea that you need to prove worthiness of being loved is going on. And that's actually dishonoring love when you are doing that. Because our divine connection comes with no need to prove yourself as worthy of being loved by yourself. So when you're trying to do that, when you're trying to prove the worthiness of being loved by yourself, you're actually disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another reflection, people with higher ego vulnerability are having difficulty or trouble with being spiritually connected when they are dishonoring themselves with the notion that love for others must be earned, that we have to earn love in order to be loved and to feel love, whether it's from others or from ourselves. Your connection to God comes with honoring yourself by understanding that love must be freely given to yourself, both from within and from without. There is no charge. There is no condition. There is no cost involved when it comes to the love God is being manifested in your being. Your ego energy can make it seem otherwise, particularly when the higher ego vulnerability energy is going on within our mind and has led us to the kind of thoughts regarding worthiness and equality and so on. So when we're trying to earn love for ourselves, we're disconnecting from our spirituality and we're less spiritually well. Again, another reflection or example is when people with higher vulnerability are having difficulty with being spiritually connected, when they are dishonoring love for themselves with the notion of the love of others as being more important for them to receive than their own. Sometimes people are putting the worthiness or the importance or the significance of love on some sort of scale, and that certain other people are needing to love us in order for us to, it's even more important to receive their love than it is to receive our own. One of the things I remember thinking about or working with people in therapy on is situations where they felt that they would never be able to love themselves unless their mom or dad loved them also. And we would talk about how Even if you had had the greatest life in the world or greatest parents in the world who were very loving, as an adult, you would have to reach the point where you could be able to love yourself from within, even though they were continuing to love you from without. And if you're failing to do that, you're having difficulty with respecting and being that love that must come from within, because our divine connection involves honoring all love for us equally, from within and from without. And when we are assigning greater importance to the love of others, no matter who it is, when compared to our own, we're disconnecting from our spirituality, and we're less spiritually well. One last example of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness is when people with higher vulnerability are having trouble being spiritually connected when their healing and transformation are being weakened by rejecting themselves in order to become someone better. You're weakening, you're preventing the healing and transformation, the inevitable, natural healing and transformation that gets put on hold when you ask yourself to be somebody better than you actually are. When we're being the energy God is, this involves healing and transformation when we are loving ourselves just as we are, just as we are. So when we're failing to love ourselves as we are, while we work to continue to grow, we're disconnecting from our spirituality and we're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life become so much better and easier when we can remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference as we work our way toward the end of today's show. For knowing when you're healing from higher ego vulnerability and are healthily loving yourself and others. When you're healing your higher ego vulnerability, this is what your voice will be speaking. All of the other symptoms and the ego stupidity I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. This is now your voice as you're healing, an excerpt from the two voices within. I will raise myself up in love, not fear, but not to be above or below others. I no longer ask others to love me when I could not love myself. The love God is has taught me there can be no conditions from within or without to know love for myself or others. I have learned that acceptance from others in the absence of self-acceptance is hollow. I no longer seek and require others to give me what is already inside me, the love God is. I need not love others in fear so I can know a hollow love from them or myself. I can give to myself in love, no longer seeing it as selfish within the twisted notions of fear. Valuing others in fear cannot lead me to love myself. Love comes from within when being the love God is, rather than without. I therefore no longer seek to earn love. The illusions of unworthiness, separation, and inequality no longer exist to know myself in a darkness filled with fear. I will no longer allow my human imperfection and my fear of it to guide my feelings about myself and my value of myself. This fear had often led me to know dishonor and shame for who I am, a person I did not truly know. A fear that often led me to seek to meet faulty conditions that would supposedly allow me to know honor and pride within myself. My fear often led me to ask others to love me because I did not truly love myself. I no longer attach illusions of unworthiness, separation, and inequality to myself in a darkness filled with fear. The love God is and I am has taught me that there can be no conditions from within or without, to know love for myself or others. I have learned that acceptance from others in the absence of my own is hollow. Thus, I no longer seek and require others to give what has already been given and is within me, the love God is. This love is free and without burden. I need not love others in fear so I can know a hollow love for myself or them. Rather, I can give to myself in love and no longer see this as selfish within the twisted notions of fear. As we leave our focus, again, the words of your voice when healing from higher ego vulnerability. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and loving yourself, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact I've shared with you. We've reached the end of today's program. I hope that what I've shared can serve as a dose of ego medicine, allowing you to love yourself or help others to love themselves in healthier ways. Next week's program will focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty loving ourselves and others when we are entangled in this energy. These are people who are often having little need to love themselves and others. They are often in loveless relationships with their spouse, partner, family members, and even themselves due to difficulty loving or difficulty feeling emotions, and in particular, love. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.